June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
I didn't even know this, and I've known her since we were kids. She's the youngest person to ever appear on the cover of Vogue magazine at just 14 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brooke Shields.
Oh. I was like, she's gonna love the cords, yes, and the sparkly
shoes. Oh. Come on.
I love you so much.
I'm so jealous of those shoes,
and this is what a sweet actress person is. She hugs me and lets my face be in the downstage.
That's right.
And you, that is not, people don't do that, and you are an angel.
And only someone like you, who's a veteran and a pro and sensitive to those notions, actually even realize and recognize stuff like that.
So it's also, we've been around in this industry in one way or another for so long that you see behaviors and you think, I am not going to do that when I'm grown up, but I'm also never gonna grow up.
But, you know, this is actually so pertinent and dovetails so beautifully into our first story.
Yep.
Will you kindly read it?
Absolutely.
All right, take it away, Brooke.
Hey, the New York Post, page 6, reports that Lindsay Lohan recently said in an interview that she wishes she had had social media in the early days of her career. She said, when I first started out in the business, none of us had a say in how to control our own narrative. There were paparazzi pictures, and then people just ran with it, and they all had an opinion.
I love this story, and I'd love, with unsolicited, to hear your reaction.
Okay, I think what she's saying is really good for her, and owning a narrative and putting it out there is important, and having a platform to do that. Where I falter is, I don't think as a young person I could have handled the vitriol and the commenting and the opinions so at my face all day long, you know? I mean, I think my heart would have just kind of been broken.
Yeah.
You know?
So interesting, right?
Yeah.
I think about both of you had such interesting POVs on this, because you grew up like in that spot. Like, I mean, I grew up like, hello, like in a farm town, you know, like, But you guys, you too, it would have really changed your life, you know? It would have changed your childhood, your
Definitely.
Childhood.
But you see, I had to watch an interview of when I was like 10 or something like that, and this woman asked the same question repeatedly. And I finally, as this little girl, I was just like, I said, I don't think you want to know my answer because you keep asking me the same question, and this is my answer, but I can't change it because it's my truth.
How did you know how to say that?
I did not know.
That's amazing as a kid.
And it was a woman, too.
Was it Barbara Walters?
No, that was another fiasco.
You know what's so interesting? I just rewatched, and I love Barbara Walters.
Oh, me too.
I really look up to her. I admire her.
Absolutely.
I've never
that book was amazing.
Thought of Barbara Walters in a negative light, nor do I. However, I watched this interview that her and I did, and I was in my early 20s,
yeah.
And she would not relent. She was like, talk to me about the drugs and alcohol. Talk to me about your mother. Talk to me about bisexuality.
Wow.
Talk to me about everything. And I kept saying, you know, Barbara, I'm really doing well. And it was 5, 6, 7 times over.
But also, it's their wanting the negative soundbite.
Of course.
She asked
Clickbait.
Me what my Which measurements is- were. And asked me to stand up. And I stand up, and she was like comparing herself to this little girl. And I thought, this isn't right. I don't understand what this is, but I behaved and I just smiled and felt like so taken advantage of, you know, in so many ways. But over the years, you know, when you've been in the public eye and have been commented on all the time, commented on. Everybody has an opinion, and you all get to say it. And now that's where social media, I think, can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Then you learn to say, no, this is my truth.
Wow. You know, that's so powerful.
And I'm doing my own podcast right now. It's called Now What with Brooke Shields. And it's interesting to be, thank you. What's been so fascinating to me is, you know, you get pushed to get the soundbite or
yeah.
to do whatever, and you're... And you think, God, I've been on the other end of this. So at first, when I was doing it, I wanted to give them all the reasons why they didn't have to answer any question that I asked on my podcast. And I was like, that's okay. Or I would start answering for them. And then I started to settle in. And the more comfortable people got, the more that they wanted to share. And in that, the sound bites that have been coming in have been, I haven't even had to ask the question.
Yeah.
So it's been really interesting.
There's a big difference between here's an opportunity and I will not stop until I get my answer.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. Well, wow. Here's a total 180 of a story. I was really excited about this and I'd love your guys'
Ooh,
take.
Okay. I can't wait to hear your opinion on this.
Me too. Okay, good. Because trend alert, everybody, hickeys are back.
Oh. I know.
Cosmopolitan says that Taylor Swift, old T Swift, is making neck sucking cool again, thanks to a lyric on her latest album, Midnights, which is so fantastic. So the album Midnights has a lyric that goes, "The mark they saw on my collarbone, so scarlet it was maroon." So she's apparently okay with hickeys. How are you guys with that?
Okay, I don't feel like it's a mark of... I don't wear it like stripes. I don't enjoy that.
I don't want you to mark your territory. What are you, a dog? You know, it's like, oh, I was here. Got it. Good for you. No thanks.
I will give a devil's advocate.
I was just gonna say, I knew it.
I love them.
I knew it!
You are with us basically the whole show, and I am so glad. We're going to go to the kitchen next. You've been cooking on TikTok. I love what you put out there.
Thank you.
So we're going to go to the kitchen, and I'm going to show a pasta. Chef's kisses again. Come over to the kitchen with us. That's
you,
campaign.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. We are here with the fabulous Brooke Shields, and we're about to make some magic happen in the kitchen. Brooke, before we get started, we're going to be heating our butter for a brown butter sage sauce that I would like to share with everybody.
By the way, the show that I've kind of mini created that's on Instagram.
You mean Brooke Don't Cook?
Yeah, it's called Brooke Don't Cook, okay? Just FYI. I do not know what I'm doing in the kitchen.
All right, well, this is perfect because I was able to learn this at the Culinary Institute of America.
Fancy pants.
It's the only way I would have ever known how to do something like this because I find it so intimidating. So all it is what they made me realize that this is the easiest dish to make. So this is just a classic brown butter sage sauce. When you see that perfect brown color in Brooke's pan or pot,
you can see that.
That is kind of what you're going for. You want it brown, you don't want it to turn to that dark brown. And here's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna start snipping the fresh herbs in there. For this, I wanna keep it whole and maintain the integrity without breaking the veinage. Pull it off, that's perfect. And dump your pasta in.
Dump my pasta in.
Yep.
Okay, dumped.
And literally, what you're gonna wanna do, keep it rolling around, and then you'll put some in your bowl. It's that easy.
Wow.
See?
Okay.
I don't know, I'm thinking there might be a need to be a new show calling Brooke Can Cook.
Now, wait a minute. So the butter is brown, that's why it's called brown butter.
And you'll see it kind of looks peppery.
Yeah.
And then you can also just top it with a little salt and pepper if you like.
Okay.
You know, because everything is better with a little salt and pepper.
Do you put cheese on said pasta?
You can absolutely top it off with some Parmigiano.
Okay.
If you care to do so.
Okay, here we
manja.
I love you. Okay, unbelievable. Oh my God.
You like it?
I can cook. I'm so happy I can
cook. I'm telling you, Brooke Don't Cook.
I'm done.
All right, we have to take a quick break, but before we go, I wanna show you guys a look from Brooke's new movie. And I was lucky enough to be in her last Christmas movie, A Castle for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But this is her new one, Holiday Harmony. It's on HBO Max. Check it out.
Hey, you play the guitar?
Yeah.
No, it's broken.
Oh, I am so sorry.
What am I gonna do? This is bad. This is so bad.
Well, it ain't that bad, but it ain't good either.
This is Jeremy, best mechanic in Oklahoma.
Also happens to be my son.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
We're back with Brooke Shields, my dear friend, and in your new movie, Holiday Harmony. You're a car mechanic. And don't even get me started, because I'm so obsessed with them, an alpaca owner.
Yeah, and they, it was so interesting, because I had to work with these alpacas, and they weren't trained alpacas.
Oh.
So I literally had to spend time with these alpacas to get them to trust me.
And it How was did you do that?
I just was really calm, really quiet, and they do this thing called and I was like, oh God, and you don't know if they're gonna go crazy or not. They're so sweet. Anyway, it was really fun doing a movie where I'm like dirty all the time and have a slight accent and I'm with alpacas. But Christmas, the Christmas song at the end of this movie is like, it does not get better than this.
And it's a love story.
It is. Annalise Sapuera is the lead of the show, and she's got a voice of an angel, and she's so sweet. And I'm a sucker for Christmas movies. I love watching them, being in them. I'm just, you know, they're feel good.
Listen, there is a large industry that relies on this time of the year as their big money makers. I mean, Christmas movies are very important to people. All right, so this Skims campaign, we got to get into it. I mean, are we back in Calvin Klein? How old were you when you shot the Nothing Comes Between My Calvins?
15.
I mean, you look the same.
No, thank you.
Like, identically the same.
The whole thing was so quick, but it was so empowering, and it was just empowering on a very large level. What was scary to me was that normally I have this sort of way of getting prepared for something, and you kind of go a little, if you know you have to fit into something, it's not my normal side, you kind of go into, I'm going to work out, I'm going to eat better for 3 weeks, and
it'll fighting be just shape.
Fighting shape. I had no time. And I just thought, you know what? Stop judging yourself. Listen to the music. Go just act as if.
Get lost in the fantasy. Just,
as if. You know, when you see confidence, because you can see insecurity. And when you see confidence, even if you have to fake it, I had to fake it until I made it. Mm-hmm. And I was doing it in real time. And I thought, okay, get your posture right. Walk out as if you've always deserved to be here. And, you know, I felt like I was in a train wreck by the end of it because I got on that plane and I thought, what just happened? You know, but it was an honor. And it's an honor that I keep getting asked back anywhere. But Kim herself DM'd me the next day.
Really?
Like, there was a human piece to it. That probably shocked me more than the fact that I had the guts at all to get in underwear after this many years.
What did Kim say in her DM? I'd love to know, because I'm just so fascinated by her, and, you know, she's really just made everything of herself. There's no one handing her anything. She is making it happen.
She DM'd me this message, and she was like, you know, I just wanted to say thank you. We were so excited, and it was such an honor. And I said, say hi to your mom. And, you know, I mean, I don't know her. And you know, I know how to work a position, and
yeah,
they've got
do.
Good light, and they've got hair and makeup people, and it's like they do everything that
best
they can.
Best hair ever.
I mean, that was like, I didn't want to ever
did
wash
your
my hair.
Hair for that. I need to know.
I will tell you.
Okay,
I will give
please
you
do. Yeah, exactly.
It was designed to make you look good, you know? Also, I mean, from my perspective, when during the pandemic, I had such an aha moment, and I'm 57, but thank you. But when a woman turns a certain age, it's like the world goes, you're done, you're good, okay. If you've raised the kids, we're good. We're gonna put you out to pasture. And by the way, hell no. And I thought to myself, I need to create a community. I need to build a wellness brand for women over 40 who are becoming empty nesters, who are trying to get back into a workforce, but they don't even know what they want to do. And we need to inspire them. And so I built this wellness brand called Beginning Is Now. So that's what that experience for me was. I thought, okay, yeah, you know, you don't look like you did at 15, but I don't want to be 15 anymore, but I want to be the best I can be now, and I want other women to feel that.
And I think it's worth risking putting yourself out there, knowing everything you're going to get back is not all 100% positive. Nobody gets that in life. I don't care where or who you are, but risk putting yourself out there to ingratiate others, to Brooke's point, lift each other up. And I just, your behavior, your mindset, your heart, you've always been just such a shining example of how a human being should operate in this world. And I just love you more.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming on today. I love you. This is so much fun. Check out because it premieres this Thursday on HBO Max. And up next, we're going to meet a couple who came together when they met virtually in our audience. And I've been tracking their journey, and they're actually here. So find out those details next.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going, and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
By the way, everybody, all right, here we go. It's the end of our show, and we're going for our segment in a minute. Today, we have some very special, well, you'd call them maybe fans, but they're here today. Joyce and Amber, where are you? Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Come up, I can't. Of course, I'm like seeing you guys.
Hold on.
Okay,
oh my God, I can't believe we're actually meeting in person.
Okay,
this is
crazy. So 2 years ago, you saw the show. How did you guys even meet?
Well, we were on Twitter and we followed each other because we both were fans of you. And then we just kind of messaged each other, started talking, it led to, we did the VFFs together every week, and it's...
And we would FaceTime almost every day with each other. We would be talking all the time through all hours of the morning. We were just always talking to each other. We took so much comfort in your show, and it was just, you know, the highlight of our week, and it just made us feel so safe. You know, you're so comforting to us.
What is the status of your relationship now?
We've been together for almost 2 years now because of you.
And you're a couple.
Yes, we are.
So it's your first time here. We want to, right, it's your first time in New York?
Yes.
All right, well, we put together like a whole, like, you know, ultimate New York City experience. We want to do a spa day at Onda Beauty. And then we got you Broadway tickets because you've got to take in a show while you're here. And then thanks to City Experiences, we're going to send you on a dinner cruise around the Hudson River. And, like, it's glass enclosed, so if you get cold, you can be inside. Also, we're going to give you guys $1,000, and then I'll throw in and double that, so you guys just each have $1,000 to just get some stuff. So thank you
so much.
Thank you, you guys. I was so excited to meet you in person. Thank you. For choosing to spend your time with us. As I say to everybody, thank you for choosing to spend your time here. We make this show for you, so take it with you. Thank you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Tracker, now streaming.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
The new series, Tracker, now streaming on Paramount+.